A reading from the book of Genesis. God put Abraham to the test. He called to him, "Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son Isaac, your only one whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. There you shall offer him up as a burnt offering on a height that I will point out to you." Early the next morning, Abraham saddled his donkey, took with him his son Isaac, and two of his servants as well, and with the wood that he had cut for the burnt offering, set out for the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham got sight of the place from afar. Then he said to his servants, "Both of you stay here with the donkey, while the boy and I go on over yonder. We will worship and then come back to you." Thereupon, Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac's shoulders, while he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two walked on together, Isaac spoke to his father Abraham. "Father," he said. "Yes, son," he replied. Isaac continued, "Here are the fire and the wood, but where is the sheep for the burnt offering?" "Son," Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the sheep for the burnt offering." Then the two continued going forward. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. Next, he tied up his son Isaac and put him on top of the wood on the altar. Then he reached out and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the Lord's messenger called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he answered. "Do not lay your hand on the boy," said the messenger. "Do not do the least thing to him. I know now how devoted you are to God, since you did not withhold from me your own beloved son. I will bless you abundantly and make your descendants as countless as the stars of the sky and the sands of the seashore. Your descendants shall take possession of the gates of their enemies, and in your descendants all the nations of the earth shall find blessing. All this because you obeyed my command." Abraham then returned to his servants, and they set out together for Beersheba, where Abraham made his home. Something seems to be missing here, in the text, not in the story or the meaning behind it. Like God called Abraham, and right then and there, no pause, no hesitation, Abraham answered, "Here I am," just like that. Something seems to be missing. Then God told him to take his beloved son Isaac, his long-awaited boy, and told him to sacrifice him. So the very next day, Abraham saddled his donkey and set out for the assigned place. Something seems to be missing. Even when Isaac asked where was the animal for the burnt offering, Abraham just answered, "God will provide." Something seems to be missing. Now, I don't mean to imply that the work of God was incomplete or the faith of Abraham was lacking. I am just looking for the human piece to all of this. The heart inside of me is crying, "Whoa, wait a minute, you are a loving God. What is this?" Yes, something seems to be missing. And how about this part? Abraham tied up his son and actually laid him upon the altar of sacrifice. You know what I think is missing? The pounding in his heart. The tightness in his throat as he struggled to keep the sobs under control. The image of his little boy being chiseled into his memory. The intersection inside of him that had obedience to God crossing with love of his own flesh and blood. The feeling of hopelessness. The breath in him threatening to choke his very life. That is what was missing. But something did come to fill in that gap. Something is no longer missing if you read the rest of the story. In the rest of the story, God comes alive. God sends a messenger calling Abraham, and Abraham again responds, "Here I am." What a marvelous individual this man was. Now he heard the messenger tell him, "Do not lay a hand on the boy. Now I will bless you abundantly." Now something else is missing. Did Abraham hoot and holler as he undid the ropes? Did he embrace his boy with such passion to take both of their breaths away? Did his tears fall upon the muslin garment of Isaac as the confused and bewildered boy climbed down from the altar? Did Abraham raise both arms towards heaven and yell, "Praise God, praise God. You have already blessed me abundantly. Praise God." Something is missing no longer. The places that had gaps in the story are filled in with the precious human loving moments. When God is in charge, it always works out. It always has all the parts and the blessings. Yes, for us as well. Blessings keep coming and coming and are marvelous and numerous as the stars in the night sky. Yes, we all answer with Abraham. Here I am.